Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Pizza in Sceneland Village, Part 1.
Oh my! Sceneland Village looks amazing!
A taxi sped along the streets of Sceneland Village. Black Bear pressed his nose against the car window with his mouth dropped open.
Is this your first time in Sceneland, dude?
Oh, yeah. I've heard nothing but good things about Sceneland, so I am here for a visit.
Hey, I'll say.
Guinea Fuzz, the guinea pig, the driver, glanced at Black Bear in the rearview mirror, and his handlebar mustache shook proudly.
I'd like to recommend a few places that you must go.
Why don't you start by recommending some of the local food?
Black Bear rubbed his stomach sheepishly.
Ooh, today's my lucky day! You've asked the right guy.
Guinea Fuzz became even more enthusiastic, and his eyes darted back and forth.
Well, look! Right in front of us is Goody Foodie Plaza, the most famous food scene in all of Sceneland. Oh, the pizza there is so, so, so delicious! Every slice is made with heart.
Whoa.
Pizza perfection in every bite. Local taste going global.
Oh, my!
What else? Anyway, it tastes really good.
I get it!
Black Bear stared wild-eyed. He quickly wiped drool from the side of his mouth and fiercely slapped the back of the driver's seat in excitement. That caused Guinea Fuzz himself to shake.
Oh, stop the car! I want to go to the food plaza!
All right! Stop slapping the back of my seat! It's dangerous!
You absolutely must have a taste of the pizza here!
Looking around the lively Goody Foodie Plaza, Black Bear rubbed his hands excitedly. Then he caught a whiff of food.
Wow! It smells great!
Excuse me!
Black Bear looked in the direction of the smell and saw a kangaroo bounding over with a pile of pizza boxes half as high as we were tall.
Excuse me! Oh!
Suddenly, the kangaroo's left foot touched his right, causing him to spin like a top with the huge pile of pizza boxes in his arms. It looked as if he was about to fall over.
Oh, let me help you!
Black Bear leaped up quickly, but before his hand could touch the kangaroo weaved in a zigzag motion and dodged Black Bear swiftly.
Holy moly! What did I see?
Whoosh! A dozen pizza boxes flew from the kangaroo's arms into the air.
Oh, my pizza!
I'll help you pick them up.
Without hesitation, Black Bear bent down and helped pick up the pizza. Goodness gracious! As Black Bear got closer, he inhaled the aroma of delicious pizza wafting from the box.
Oh, it smells so good. I really want to take a bite.
Black Bear swallowed hard and helped the kangaroo pick up the scattered pizza boxes.
Thanks for your help. I'm Hopperman. That was very kind of you.
Hopperman the kangaroo gratefully took Black Bear's hands and thanked him.
Let me buy you a pizza as a thank you. Forget the pizza that fell on the floor. I know a famous pizza place. I'll treat you to fresh-baked pizza pie. Come on!
Yippee! Yippee! As the saying goes, one good turn deserves another.
Black Bear had a great big grin plastered across his face.
Oh, it's just ahead!
Hopperman led Black Bear to a cold and dark alley.
Huh? Why is it so gloomy in here? Hopperman, I don't think there's a pizza place here.
Black Bear scratched his head. Then something crossed his mind. Black Bear stumbled backward.
Oh, I know what's going on here. You're trying to trick me. Sheriff Labrador once told me never to follow strangers into back alleys. Good thing I'm smart now. I won't fall for this trick.
Huh? Why would I do that? I'm not lying to you.
Beads of cold sweat formed on Hopperman's forehead, and his eyes darted back and forth. Then he reached his hand into his pants pocket and pressed the button on the remote control inside.
The pizza place is down the alley. Listen.
Pizza for sale. 10 for $1. Buy one, get 10 free. Don't pass up your chance to try one, or else you might just weep. What a good deal. I'll take 10 pizzas.
Me too. Me too.
It's so yummy. I'd like to buy 100.
Black Bear felt much more at ease when he heard the commotion.
Phew! So there really are many customers in the alley. Well, I'm not scared now! Hurry up! Let's go get some pizza!
Relieved to step into the alley, Black Bear soon spotted a pizza place. Following the noise coming from the pizzeria, Black Bear pushed open the gate. The door opened with a slight creak. Then there was silence.
Excuse me, I'd like 100 pizzas. Hello? Anybody here?
The pizzeria was empty, and Black Bear didn't see a single slice of pizza. Black Bear was puzzled. The next moment, a dark figure appeared behind Black Bear. The figure raised the stick in his hand and knocked Black Bear unconscious with a heavy thud.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman. What a coincidence running into you two here. Where are you going?
At a bus stop in Forestville, Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman, wearing sunglasses and casual clothes, waited for their bus. Madam Porky, standing nearby, recognized them at once.
Hey now, Madam Porky! We are going on a trip to Sceneland Village!
Officer Doberman excitedly waved the two tickets in his hand, beaming.
Ooh, Sceneland Village! Woo, that's a great place. Black Bear went there not too long ago for a short vacation, and I hear he's had a great time! Well, he was supposed to be gone for just 2 days, but it's over a month now and he still hasn't returned. I called to ask him when he was coming back, but no one answered.
Hey now, what a coincidence! We might even run into him there!
But Sheriff Labrador began to frown at Madam Porky's comments and had a keen sense that something was amiss.
He hasn't been home for a month, and he's been unreachable by phone. Could something happen to him?